It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Felgren Maserati, Tuesday, March 10th.
I got to say, I'm into this now. I hope even once the panic and everything dies out, say we're able to beat coronavirus, can we keep it this way? That, like, the show starts when we're truly ready, not, right? Like, run in here, fire drill, like, show's over, show's ready to go, gotta go, show, where's the takes, let's go. Let's ease into it. I like the easing in. This is good.
It is Felgren Maz, presented by DraftKings. Big Jim Murray alongside here on 98.5 The Sports Hub and simulcast across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston. If you're watching on the simulcast, in the times of coronavirus, you get to see the full wipe down. Vin, you got to work to cover that or something. I'm going to give people OCD. Just watching me wipe down is enough to give people a nervous breakdown and OCD and all of this like you read about. So you got to figure out somehow people have to watch my neurosis here. Wiping this thing down. But really, when you think about it, is there a more filthy, susceptible workstation than the radio station work?
No, any radio station I've ever worked in. It's not like any of the studios have windows you can open or anything like that. It's just like being on an airplane.
Well, it's just
recycled
that.
Air. And
it's not, you know, this is not a knock on Hardy. It's definitely a knock on Zoe. But, you know, the midday's been spitting into this microphone for 4 hours.
Right.
And we're all sort of like nervous. Nelly's fondling it, fingering everything here, rubbing everything. And, like, so for 4 hours, you know, Hardy's been fingering and spitting and licking this microphone. And now I'm going to put my kisser on the same thing and lick it and spit. Like, it's the dirtiest freaking thing you could possibly do. I mean, it's just ridiculous. You know, in New York, all those shows have different studios, I think.
Yeah, most of them. Yeah. Yeah, at least at WFAN.
Is that the way most stations are?
No. No. I think it's, you know, all for one, one for all type of thing.
Okay. There's a lot on the Brady Watch today. Ha! I know! I've said that before, haven't I? But the poop continues to pile up, and the team campaign against Tom Brady continues.
It's starting to get gross on that end.
It's starting to get gross. And I'm starting to change my opinion on some things, Murray. Here's one. And that is, I said last week that Brady can't go to Tampa. I don't want him to go to Tampa. That's the one place I would say, ooh, you've hurt yourself, and I'm not down with that. I'm about to change my mind on that.
You're still not fully there, though, because it's still the Tampa Bay Bucks.
You know what? I take that. I've changed my mind. Go to Tampa.
Good.
And shove it right up their arrogant a-holes. Do it. Take that job. Take that money. Take that offense. Hopefully they'll change the uniform. I think they are changing the uniforms.
That's the word.
Okay, hopefully they won't look quite as goofy. You can help rebrand that whole thing. It's still a garbage Mickey Mouse team in a Mickey Mouse market, but you know what? If the Patriots are going to play like this and do you like this, take the job, Tom. Go. Go to Tampa. Take that job. Take it. Get out of here. And like that, I get so aggravated by the team campaign. So much more than the player campaign. I've just talked about this yesterday. I've always felt this way. Even when I think the team is right, as I do in this case, I wouldn't pay Brady. I take the side of the player, and boy, am I starting to take the side of Brady.
Well, especially when it starts to get dirty, and I too have had a bit of an opinion change. Based on something we mostly talked about yesterday with this story, and that's the we're waiting on you, Tom. We're waiting on you so you can think about it and give us the offer, even though you're the free agent, and that's not how free agency works. And if Brady doesn't end up going to one of these teams like Tampa that have a historically awful history, I hope he retires. I do, because I hate how Bill Belichick is handling this thing, because it is a special case. He's not just another cog. He's not just another player. The history matters here and what he's accomplished in the last 20 years. And for Bill Belichick to treat Tom Brady like he's any other player, and I saw Aqib Talib apparently said on NFL Network or something like that in the last 24 hours that he thinks Brady walks because he knows that Bill, having gone through the same type of situation with him before, treats every player exactly the same. And in this case, you should make some concessions. And it might be annoying to some people, I know we'll get into this later, that Tom wants to be loved and wants to be treated differently, but I do think that is important to him. And is it that hard, Bill? And if you're going to be that big of a hard ass, and you don't really want to go to Tampa, or you don't want to go to the Chargers, then retire. Retire and stick it to him that way.
It's not as bad to stick it to him. Or does it stick it to him if he goes to the Tampa Bay Bucks? Ooh, does that stick it to him? Retiring, they kind of win. Now, I don't know if they win-win, but, Kraft said to begin the whole thing, I want to play for us or not retire. Right? Those are the things he said to Peter King the night the season ended.
Yeah.
But if he goes somewhere else, if he goes somewhere Mickey Mouse like that, ooh, that's right up your keister. You couldn't keep Tom Brady out of Tampa? Oh, do it, Tom. Go. You know what? I've changed my mind. Go to Tampa. If they're going to do this, and I know it's not fair because Brady is his agents in the media, and Brady's side has played the media game, and my back doesn't get up when the player does it. When the teams do it, I'm like, and I just feel, oh, the Patriots are doing it. All this nonsense about Jared Stidham the last week. Like, come on, could you be any more obvious? And this campaign to tell everybody that Brady has no market. Now, maybe they're right about it. I'm not telling you they're wrong. But the latest is Diana Russini. So, last week, Jeff Darlington goes on set with all this Brady download, right? All this Brady info. Well, I think Diana Russini came on today with all this Patriots info.
It was a deluge is what it was.
I mean, completely blowing up Brady's market, completely blowing up most every team that would be interested in him. Listen to some of these. Let's just cut through them, Jimmy. Basically, she's saying all the Brady rumors are a function of him trying to draw up interest with teams versus the other way around.
We've been operating under this assumption that there are 8 teams, maybe more, involved in these Tom Brady sweepstakes. Is that accurate with what the market actually looks like who want Tom Brady?
Look, you're going to see Tom Brady, and every owner, every head coach, every GM is going to go, I'm intrigued. But the reality is, from just talking to sources around the league, it seems Brady is a lot more interested in teams than teams are actually interested in Tom Brady. I think a lot of organizations are sitting back right now watching to see how the next few days go. Adam Schefter was reporting yesterday that this week he expects Brady and the New England Patriots to have some sort of conversation because they need to make a decision. New England needs to figure out what they're going to do here at the quarterback spot. Brady, you coming back or not? I think once that conversation happens, the chips begin to fall. But in terms of Brady's interest in these other teams versus teams being interested in Brady, I think it goes like this to this.
Okay, she made a hand gesture that Brady's interested in teams up here. Teams are interested in him down there. So all the rumors we're hearing are coming from Brady because Brady's soliciting the market. The market's not coming after him. Do you feel that's true, Murray?
No. I think that there's genuine interest from the Tennessee Titans. I can understand why the San Francisco 49ers would be interested, and they want to move on from Jimmy Garoppolo and get out from that deal by April 1st before they had to give him that mountain of money. Maybe it's not eight teams, but Tennessee, San Francisco, and Tampa. Tampa, I definitely think, is real. It's just whether or not he'd actually want to go play there.
Okay, so I agree with you on Tampa. We'll get to that in a second. Jimmy Stewart, you may release the hounds, please, for me, at 617-779-0985. But again, so, okay, Brady's more interested in teams, and teams are interested in him. He has no market. Okay, Diana. She takes it one step further. Jimmy, play number three.
Some of these, what might be described as a surprise scenario. Is that what we're waiting for here? Well, all of a sudden, on Monday, Diana will be on our show saying, you know, I didn't see this coming, but here's a team no one was talking about.
Yeah, I think the team that we need to put back up on the board that we're all walking away from is New England. I think we, for whatever reason, because some of the reporting at ESPN has been excellent from at least the side of Brady, that, yeah, he is interested to see what the market
is. Stop for a second. She's basically telling you, I got the team stuff.
Yeah.
She's basically telling you with that line, the reporting here has been excellent, at least on Brady's side. So she's basically telling you where Darlington and those guys are getting their stuff. And she's basically telling you where I right now am getting my stuff. And she basically,
she just slipped that right in there.
She basically declares it. Diana, go ahead.
We, for whatever reason, because some of the reporting at ESPN has been excellent from at least the side of Brady, that, yeah, he is interested to see what the market is. But what is that market going to be? I don't think any of us have ever really considered that maybe some of this wooing or some of the interest that's being put out there on the side of Brady is to save him embarrassment if the what? Market isn't, to use your word.
To save him embarrassment?
Save him embarrassment?
Ooh, what a shot.
He's trying to save face by drumming up this business because he's trying to save embarrassment? If I'm Brady and I'm listening to this, and I'm his camp and I'm listening to this, I leave.
So do I. And this is why, if there are no options and you don't want to play at Tampa, it was this kind of stuff too that really opened my eyes to this. Like, wow, they are just really treating him like a piece of garbage. Retire. I'd rather see him retire than come back and deal with Bill, who doesn't value him at all.
So he's making up the offers to save embarrassment. I hope he heard that. I hope he hears that. I hope that registers with him. And I hope he tells the team to go F themselves. Honestly, because this is invariably how I feel when I'm getting these player team things. And even the most famous, well-compensated, you know, established player, I still sort of side with the player. Not sort of. I totally do, especially when I hear this. So he's drumming up interest to save the embarrassment of the fact that no one wants him.
Nobody really wants you, Tom, and you know it. So come back and play for what I offered you last summer.
And I'm, you know what? And I'll just tell you right now, she might be right. I hope she's not. God, I hope that's not right. I just hate the team wins again. The owner wins again. They always win in that league. The owners always get their way. And I just, tell me that's not true. Tell me that's not true. That he's not just making up the offers and making up the interest to save the embarrassment of the fact that no one wants him. Wow. Wow. Really? So, boy, has the team ramped it up this week. Yesterday, the largely accurate reporting, I think, where Bill says, we're not making an offer. We did last August, Tom. It's your turn. To today, saying he's drumming up interest around the league to save the embarrassment of the fact that no one wants him. Ay, ay, ay.
Yesterday was an insult. Today's spitting in his face.
How about really quick? Not even Tennessee wants him, apparently, Diana says. Number one, Jimmy.
Tennessee has been a spot that we have sort of circled for quite some time based on the relationship between the head coach, Mike Vrabel, and Brady, and other factors. What are you hearing about Tennessee and Brady?
I think at this point right now, Tennessee is trying to work a deal out with Ryan Tannehill. This is a quarterback that they believe can help them get back to the AFC Championship game and possibly to the Super Bowl, which obviously is the goal for them. I think it makes sense in terms of their interest in Tom Brady, knowing the connection between, you know, Mike Vrabel and Brady. And, you know, we saw the stuff on social media with the FaceTime, and they obviously have a great relationship. But I also think that relationship is the reason why they're not interested in signing Tom Brady, because it makes it really complicated. Because they're going to have real man-to-man conversations that could possibly affect their relationships as friends because of what they want to do on the field. So I think at this point, Ryan Tannehill will be the future quarterback in Tennessee if they can figure out a way to make it work contractually.
At the end of that's real sleazy, too. That also is from, I think, you know, that's Patriots-esque in that it's like, oh, well, it could affect your friendship if you go play with Mike Vrabel.
I mean,
you really want that?
Like, that is the most, that's the stupidest part of the whole thing.
All right, Martin, this is Marshall Hook in the update studio. Slim over there. Let's pick this up on the other side. So there's a bunch of things I'm about to lose my mind over. Tennessee would rather have Ryan Tannehill?
Oh, please.
Oh, my God. Okay, your calls and more of this right after these words.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Colin Cowherd of Fox and Fox Sports.
Felger and Mazz.
Best afternoon show in America.
Mike Felger.
Felger's a smart aleck.
Tony Mazzarotti.
You know your baseball.
Felger and Mazz.
You guys do a great show.
98.5 to Sports Hub.
I think at this point, it's a bit of a stretch. I think Tom Brady certainly has interest in playing with the Tennessee Titans. I think the Titans flirted with the idea. They liked it, maybe have had some meetings to discuss it. But in the end, they want to go with Ryan Tannehill. Whether or not they can figure out how they're going to make that work contractually, we still need to figure out. But you have to figure if they can't come up with a contract that works for Ryan Tannehill and the Titans, they'll most likely tag him. Because remember, they have Derrick Henry, who they're going to most likely need to pay. But in terms of Brady's interest in playing in Nashville, he certainly would love that opportunity. But from what I can gather, it does not seem like the Tennessee Titans are all in on Tom Brady.
I just want to confirm, because it felt to me like when you were first talking about that, you were referring to the Titans' interest in him in the past tense. Did you do that on purpose? Like, you basically like you're saying they've moved past that idea.
I think every team has got to be open-minded to Tom Brady. They have to have that conversation. I just think that they're more committed to making it work with Ryan Tannehill than they are with Tom Brady.
So she's not Diana Rossini this morning on ESPN. Who is tapped? She's tapped in. She has sources. Not downplaying her reporting. It just disgusts me. A, that she's being fed that by the Patriots or others, and B, that it might be right. Like,
any of these teams that want a quarterback like Ryan Tannehill or think that Garoppolo for this year or the following year would be a better option than Tom Brady, you're just idiots. Giants fans that want Daniel Jones instead of Tom Brady. You'd be better served having Brady for the next couple of years and having Daniel Jones serve under him. If you want those quarterbacks, especially the Titans and the Titans fans with Ryan Tannehill, You're just idiots, and you get what you deserve when you go 7-9, 8-8 next year. You caught lightning in a bottle with that guy last year.
They want Ryan Tannehill, she says, and she's not the first to say it. Bedard wrote that a while ago, and others have sort of slipped it in there that the Brady stuff with the Titans is really Vrabel leveraging Ryan Tannehill. You've got to be kidding me. Marshall Hook, what are your thoughts there?
First of all, we live in a world now where it's even conceivable that a team uses Tom Brady to leverage Ryan Tannehill. Just consider that for a moment. If I had told you that even 6 months ago, a year ago.
But gross.
I think we've seen enough NFL teams do stupid things for a quarterback that has two good months, who has a whole record of lack of accomplishment before those 2 months, but somehow they think those 2 months are the real version of that quarterback. So the idea that Tennessee might want Ryan Tannehill, I don't dismiss that. They may be that dumb. The notion that Tennessee would not want Tom Brady because they're worried about the friendship between the coach and the quarterback and they don't want to ruin the friendship. I mean, that's what girls told me in high school when they didn't want to date me. I value your friendship too much. It's not true. They just didn't want to date me. And I don't believe for a single moment that anyone believes that the coach doesn't want a better quarterback because he doesn't want to ruin his friendship with Tom Brady. But I think that is the Patriots feeding stuff to this woman.
What are you in this for? And I'm talking to the teams. It's like, all right, so it's bad business to trade 8 years of Ryan Tannehill for 2 years of Tom Brady. Do we think? I mean,
you're never going to win a championship with Ryan Tannehill. You're just not.
What makes you think Ryan Tannehill is going to make it 8 years? You're going to go with him for another couple. You're not going to go all the way with him because he's not good enough. And then in 2 years, you're going to be back in the quarterback market anyway.
2 years. 2 months. That's how long it's going to take for Ryan Tannehill to become Ryan Tannehill again.
I mean, so again, I mean, either she and others are being fed a bunch of bull crap, which is annoying, that the team's playing dirty like that, or that you know, that's being put out there. Like, that bugs me more than misinformation coming from the player side. It just does, and I know everyone's misinforming, but when it comes from the ownership side, it bugs me more. So, but that's one part. The other part of it is, what if it's right? What if it's right? And this is the way these NFL teams think. Oh, we can't give up, you know, 10 years of Jimmy Garoppolo for two of Tom Brady. We can't give up 10 years of, and again, that's coming from the Niners. Here, I want you to do that. There, when you haven't won in a whole generation, you've gone a full generation without winning, or Tennessee, who's never won a damn thing, or name it. I mean,
would you be surprised, though? Idiocy runs rampant in that league.
It's just so conservative. It's so, I mean, what are you in this for? Are you not in this to win and do something big and do something interesting and generate interest and be big and be bold and take a chance? And is anyone willing to do that?
Typically not in that league, no.
And the thing about Tannehill is he's not Jimmy Garoppolo. He's not young. He's 7 years in this league with a established record of mediocre to bad. Like, there is no 10 years with it. Even if he were tremendous, what's he going to be tremendous for? 4 years? Because every quarterback that isn't Tom Brady or a handful of these other guys doesn't make it past their mid-30s.
Here's a prediction for you. Inside of 2 years, wherever Ryan Tannehill goes to start, that team will be looking for a new quarterback. That team will be looking for a new quarterback.
Yeah, no question.
Because Ryan Tannehill's going to, water's going to seek its level. He's going to be Ryan Tannehill again. And the team's going to realize, oh, I guess he's not good enough.
I'll go even further. He's not going to make a starting quarterback for an entire season. He's going to be on some team who drafts some guy in the fourth round, and by week eight, they're going to be like, oh, maybe that guy is the guy.
So that's a little strong. All I'm telling you is, he, in 2 years, whoever has him is going to be looking for a quarterback anyway.
You got the best out of Ryan Tannehill that you're ever going to get last year, and it was a great story for the league and a great story for him, and then the Titans had a cute little run. But if you want to continue to go with Ryan Tannehill for at least, you know, the next couple of years, you're going to go back to being just the Tennessee Titans, and that's mediocre and irrelevant.
Diana Rossini's not the only one by far, and she's not the first. Albert Breer, Greg Bedard locally. I don't know who else nationally, but those two guys locally have been saying for a little bit that Tom Brady's market isn't what we think it is. It isn't what he thought it would be. And is that true? Or is that the team blowing smoke? Either way, I hate either outcome. I hate it being true even more. I would hate to think that there wouldn't be anyone out there willing to take that chance and make that move. And so what are you in it for? You just want to take that conservative play of Ryan Tannehill because there's more term. He'll give you a longer runway, but what if he's not good enough? 617-779-0985. Adam and Lowell, go.
Hey, guys, how we doing? I agree with you, Felger. It's getting gross to this point, like the stuff coming out of the team. And do you think any of this is coming from Kraft? I think it's all Belichick. I think his ego has gotten to the point where it's above Parcells at this point. That guy's really starting to piss me off. Ever since the Eagles Super Bowl, if I was Tom, I'd go into Kraft's office and be like, hey, boss, I've made you a lot of money. So isn't he too. But have I ever lost you millions of dollars in a Super Bowl? Because Bill did. Because little Billy Belichick Jr. got his feelings hurt by Malcolm Butler, so he benched your best corner in the Super Bowl. So let's think about that before we make any decisions.
Yeah, this is thanks, Adam. This is what I want the next week. I want that anger to boil up. I want the Brady side to attack. I want the two sides to attack each other. And I'm going to take the player's side, even though I want the pass to move on. If you can figure that, you can twist that around in your head.
Well, it's starting to get underhanded. In that last part that Marshall was talking about, too, in that Rossini clip, to me, that's like the telltale sign of an abusive relationship. Telling the other person, you're never going to have it as good as me. The other guy, Mike Vrabel of the Tennessee Titans. Sure, you've always had a good friendship with him, Tom, but what if you ruin it? What then, Tom? Why chance it? Just stay. You know you're comfortable here. We're not going to compensate you correctly, but, you know, we'll treat you like every other player, but the grass isn't always greener. It's like Bill is trying to play on his fears.
Oh, no.
And how do they treat every other player, by the way?
Garbage.
We'll treat you like every other player in that we'll tell you you don't matter. The team is bigger than you. I'm the only one who matters here, and everyone else is just a cog in my machine.
I've been saying this for a while. The Patriots' biggest pitch is don't go there. They suck. That's their biggest pitch. Everywhere else sucks, Tom. Everyone else is stupid. That's their pitch. Nothing about here. In fact, they won't even make an offer. They won't even make an offer. They're telling Tom, no, you have to make us an offer.
I'm telling you, this is what I want now. For him to ramp it up on that side, I'd rather retire than go back to the Patriots. I'm not going to deal with that. I'm not going to deal with Bill anymore.
That caller's first thing, is it coming from Kraft or Bill? I think both. The Yates stuff is definitely from Bill. And, boy, just this line. I missed this line yesterday. There was four tweets as part of Yates' report, and I sort of left out the first two. But listen to this. It started off by him saying, during last training camp, Brady and the Patriots discussed a new deal, including a multi-year extension. Brady's preference was to not add any years to his deal and include a no-tag provision in his deal to ensure him the right to test the market if he desired. Just, do you hear the subtlety there?
Yeah.
His preference was not to add years to his deal?
I don't believe that at all.
He's the one who wanted to leave.
Brady wanted a multi-year deal on par with Drew Brees. You offered him probably a multi-year deal on par with, Jed Hoyer. Brian Hoyer.
The one year's real, the other years are fake. Most of these deals.
But listen to this. They're putting them not coming to contract terms last summer.
On Tom.
On Brady. Brady's preference was not to add any years to his deal. Lie. That's a lie.
So why did he show up so miserable at training camp and acted that way anytime anyone asked him about that deal?
He didn't want your lousy multi-year deal. Well, that doesn't mean he didn't want a multi-year deal. It means that, no, he wasn't going to take your garbage second year that was probably not guaranteed and tied to whatever and deferred to whatever and all of the usual nonsense that the team puts in there.
Crap.
Yes. But just because he didn't take your crap doesn't mean he didn't want a multi-year offer. Of course he wanted a multi-year offer. He's still at it, is he not? So, just even that underhanded way they phrase that, Brady's preference was to not add any years to his deal. That was his preference, really? Or was the offer so lousy he couldn't take it? So, this is the stage we're at with this thing. A week to go, and this is where it's gotten. I didn't think it would get like this. I didn't think it'd get dirty like this. Down in the trenches like this, but that's where we are. So, oh, goody, pick a side. And let me know how you feel at 617-779-0985 to you after the update.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Miss something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
Because he severely lacks that interpersonal, those interpersonal skills to ingratiate himself with another human being, even if it's a quarterback that's taken him to 9 Super Bowls and won 6 Super Bowl titles for him. Because he can't do that, it's virtually impossible for Mr. Kraft or anybody else to step in without Bill Belichick doing it. And the thing about Tom Brady is that for really the first time in his career, he's pretty much demanding that from what I'm being told. He's demanding that, wait a minute, enough of all of this. This man needs to come here and convince me that he wants me to be here. I don't need to be here anymore if he doesn't want me here. And that is what Tom Brady is looking for from Bill Belichick. That is what the Patriots are looking for from Bill Belichick. So it comes down to, from what I'm told, Bill Belichick going to Tom Brady and saying, I really want you to stay. That's all it would take, but it's a very, very, very big ask for somebody whose interpersonal skills are as challenged as Bill Belichick.
So this is the portion of the story that I have a hard time with on the Brady side. You tell me, I think you guys disagree. So, Tom, you want him to kiss your ass? Come on. Like, don't do that. Like, that's not maybe some pampered prima donna superstar. Like, you need the coach to suck up to you? Don't tell me that.
So I think there's a difference between sucking up and kissing ass and just saying, hey, you've been as much of an important piece of this over the last 20 years as I have. I'd like to have you back. I think it's that simple, and that's too tough for Bill Belichick. And I don't think that that's a big ask at all.
Why does Brady need it?
What doesn't almost everyone need it? Listen, there are fewer people in the world more cold and dead inside than me, but I think you are one of them. And the fact that you are just all business all the time, most people aren't that way. Basically, this guy has swallowed it for 20 years. He has been the guy that they've paid less to and used as the example. Inside that locker room, obviously the fandom, the city, the sport, ESPN, a lot of people love him. But inside that locker room, the place he actually goes to work all the time, the guy in charge has never given him any of that. And at this point, the first time he's a free agent, and it's not even that they're not even being nice. Like they're going completely the opposite. All I think the dude wants is Bill Belichick to basically show any interest in him, either by words or by action. Just any tiny modicum of, listen, we can acknowledge that you might be kind of an important part of this team and we want you back. Why is that so hard and so bad to want?
Some of those great coaches don't have that piece to them. It's part of, I mean, it's Lombardi. I mean, all the players hated Lombardi when they played for him, and to a man. When they got out of it and they got on in life, they say, that made me a better person. I understand him now. And it's like just the way it is with some of those coaches, and that's the way Bill is.
Are you telling me old people are very good at saying, well, the way I had it was the way to have it?
All I'm telling you is that Bill's wired like that. And Stephen A. Smith there on ESPN's right. He lacks those interpersonal skills. He's an odd cat when it comes to that.
And maybe after 20 years, he being Tom Brady, is ready for something different.
Okay, just because Bill won't kiss his ass, that means he won't come back? Like, don't. Like, I hate that part of it, Tom. Like, give me a break, dude. You know, they'll show you the love by giving you a good contract.
They won't.
And surrounding you with what you want to be surrounded by on the roster.
And they won't do that
either. They won't do that.
Okay, well, then base your decision based on that.
Well, I think that's certainly part of it.
I'm all in favor of him saying, wait a minute, you're not going to offer me this, and you're dinking me around in the media like this now. You're on this campaign against me and my market in the media, and you're not going to pay me, and I'm going to be surrounded by players I don't want to play with? F you. I'm 1,000% on his side with that. But just because Tom won't say, you're really important to us, we really value you, we really want you back, and when Stephen A. says that's all it takes, that's all it's going to take, I don't agree with that either.
No. Being, you know, if they were to go out and say, hey, we're making these trades for player XYZ and we're going to really surround you with as much talent as we possibly can, I think he would come back even without the love that he's looking for from Belichick. But I don't think that's happening either.
No, but conversely, if Bill got on his hands and knees and prostrated himself in front of Brady and said, you are the man and you're responsible for this and we love you and we value you and we desperately want you back. Here's 1 year, $14 million. Is Brady going to come back? He's going to go F himself.
No.
So the love and the respect is shown in the quality of the offer. Okay, that's how you find out how they feel about you, in the quality of the offer, not in what they say in the flowery book. Robert Kraft will blow smoke up your skirt till you're floating 10,000 feet in the air. I mean, that guy.
Well, maybe he.
But it's all about the quality of the offer. Put your money where your mouth is. Put your offer where your mouth is, and that's where you'll be shown your respect. So don't give me this, and like to the point where I don't even believe it. But it was interesting.
Well, I think Stephen A. Sorry to cut you off, but yeah. Stephen A. I think is kind of oversimplifying in the way that he's talking about it. I think if it's based on that phone conversation that they had last week that didn't go well, and Bill is saying I made you the offer last August. That's you're spitting in the guy's face.
Like, so, but that's not tone or we love you, Tom. That's a crappy business offer. This is business. Just keep it to business. You need the soft personal touch, really.
But
the soft personal touch, do on your own time. This is business.
And that's how that phone conversation went. I hear that and I say, you don't value me. You don't really want me back. And I'm with Hook on this. Like, no matter what thing you do for work and life, I you can't underestimate the power of an attaboy. I really believe that.
But Jim, you agree with me that the insult is in the offer. It's not in Bill's tone.
Well, trust me, it's in the tone, too.
It's probably both.
Okay,
no, for sure.
I made you the offer last August. He may as well just said, Tom, go F yourself.
Well, what if he said, go F yourself, but here's 2 years, $60 million guaranteed?
Tom,
great offer. Yeah. You showed me a lot of respect.
Well, I don't think anywhere did it say that's the only thing. I don't think anyone believes that.
Well, but Stephen A. did. He did one of his lines in there says, this is all it's going to take.
In the absence of everything else, it might be at least nice to hear a kind word.
So it would help, obviously, but it shouldn't help that much. And I hope Brady's not putting too much in that. We got to kiss your ass now. Like, come on, that's not the way it works.
He's going to look so good in Tampa.
I hope he does. I hope he does. But the one piece where I'm not on his side, which is this thing where Bill has to, show him give me a break. This is business. It's not personal.
You are a cold man.
But let me ask you, do they need to show him the love? That is a question for you and your phones. Long commercial-free segment next.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Sports. Greenfield.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke's blue.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And here's the thing. Even though Bill Belichick has got to be very difficult to read, Tom Brady's been reading him for 20 years.
True.
I think Tom's going to know if Bill's really into the idea of continuing the relationship or not. And at some point, Tom may say, hey, Bill, look, I'm going to be direct with you. Do you want me here? Yes or no? And he's going to know within 10 seconds after finishing that question what Bill Belichick wants, because he's going to be able to read the reaction. Even though Bill's always the same, he's going to be able to read it. If Bill says, why do you think that? Of course I want you.
Yeah.
He wants him.
Right.
If he says,
Then you know, okay, yep, he doesn't really want me. He'll take me back, but he has other things in his plans, or, you know, other visions of his future, what it looks like at the quarterback position. You're right. I mean, that's what we're going to find out, hopefully. That's what's going to be fun about this last week here, and hopefully we start to get some more news and chatter about where it may go.
Plenty of chatter. I love this. Florio and Sims, Pro Football Talk.
Belichick impersonation.
I love them doing their Belichick impersonation.
I tried to pull some sound of Pat McAfee, you know, the old punter. He has his own podcast now because he was talking about this, and he does it so low, I couldn't even pick it up. I was like, it's not even worth sending, but same thing. Just mumble.
Tom,
mumble and be a grump.
Tom, you know that's what you're going to get. Like, don't, please. Like, give me a break if you want Bill all of a sudden to, you know, get on his knees. He ain't going to do that. Does he give you a respectable offer? And is this a good fit for you? Then you should take, you know, that's why you should take it or not take it. Because if you want someone to sweet talk you, Robert will come in and sweet talk your face off. He'll sweet talk your face right off your skull. And you know that. Is that what that's about? It shouldn't be what that's about. So your thoughts, as promised, to your phones, we've got Charlie in Providence. Go ahead, Charlie.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I wanted to ask if, I don't think money's that big of an issue for Tom. So what would be a quality offer from another team that would allow him to go like scorched earth and feel that way?
I mean, I think that he's going to get $30 million a year out there over two, meaning two at 60. But I think that the base is 2 and 50. I think the Drew Brees contract from last year, 2 years ago that Drew Brees just completed, is a fair marker post. And, you know, if teams have to bid against each other and go above 30 to get there, fine. But I think that the Drew Brees thing is really like the low watermark. That's where it begins.
But if he's going to be bowled over, though, I think it's three with two guaranteed at 100 total.
Yeah.
Like that. And that's what I expect Tampa to offer him. It's just whether or not he's going to accept it, because it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Again, more on that coming up, because I do think there are teams interested in him. And we actually have some insight for you on that. Mike in Nashua first. So go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, so I'm not even a Pats fan, but you guys got me riding this Brady go-around. It's been a ton of fun. Call me crazy. He's coming back to the Pats. Here's how it's going to go down. They coax Gronk out of retirement. They pick up Diggs from Minnesota for a third-round pick and Julian Edelman.
Okay. I think that's all. Like all that. I don't know how you get Diggs for a third-round pick.
Right. If all of that were to happen, yeah, you likely could get him back at a short number, but I just don't see how any of that's going to happen. And Gronk seems pretty content to me to be done. I don't think you're getting him out of retirement either.
You know, I mean, here's how I'll say the same thing that the others said about Brady's media campaign last week. Okay, if Brady had such a great market, you know, why does he have Darlington out there and others? And why are they dropping bombs in the media about this team's interested, that team's interested, San Francisco? You know, like, if Brady was so set in his market, why is he out there huffing and puffing? Fair question. Well, let me ask the same thing on the Patriots side now. Why do they have Field Yates doing his thing? Why do they have this massive Jared Stidham campaign? Why do they have Diana Rossini out there today basically dropping a bomb on Brady, blowing up his entire market, if they're all convinced he's coming back? Let me ask you that. Riddle me that. Does that show some uncertainty on the Patriots side that they've had to take this approach?
It feels a little bit panicky, sure. Yeah. And then that, again, that they're using fear-based tactics, or Bill's using fear-based tactics to try to get him to come back, because they're staring at the alternative is the unknown and Jared Stidham or signing some hack like Andy Dalton.
I mean, again, Diana Rossini, who basically told you she was coming from the ownership side today, because she said
the reporting was good last week on the Brady side.
Yeah, because she basically said the reporting so far on this network has been great on the Brady side. So let me tell you what I know, which is basically telling you, well, I got this from the other side. Dan Rossini said today that Brady has been drumming up interest to save the embarrassment of the fact that nobody wants him. And I paraphrase there, but she did use the word embarrassment, that it's being drummed up on the Brady side to save the embarrassment of the fact that he does not have a great market.
Nobody's going to want you, so stay.
Ben in Attleboro. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So for whatever it's worth, I got a buddy who works at Gillette Stadium in one of the offices there. And he was telling me today, I guess there's some rumors going on at the stadium today that people who work around there saw Tom Brady's truck. I guess he's got like a well-known like Ford Raptor.
Yeah.
That supposedly people saw at the stadium today. So I don't know. I know he had that like vacation coming up. I don't know if maybe it was like Patriots are finally meeting him for one last time before he goes on that vacation with his family. But
all right.
I just thought it was an interesting rumor to bring up.
We'll take it. I believe everybody and everything. I dismiss no reports. Let's get on that.
I dismiss that only because Brady doesn't strike me as a truck guy.
I don't dismiss anything. We're not in the dismissal business. We're in the accepting of every report business and then going with it. If it's wrong, it's wrong. It's not my fault.
Fall is
exactly.
Everywhere I go, I'm in that business.
It's not my problem. It's Ben in the car's problem. Okay. So, but let's get on that. Let's do some reporting on that. It was Brady at the stadium today. Let's get on it.
It's our intern here to send
chop chop. let's send Nick the dope smoking Greek down there to smoke a bowl in the parking lot and see if Brady comes out. We sent him down there to look at the back door of the TB12 place last year, right? Dave and Worcester. But you know what? They are like Schefter and others have been, you know, talking about this for a while that, you know, they're going to meet this week. They had the phone call last week or the week before, whenever it was. And then Brady said he's going on a 10-12 day vacation. So, you know, apparently he's not in town, but let's find out. Dave and Worcester, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you guys doing?
Good, go.
What if the reporters are right? What if the market isn't as big as everybody thinks it is for Brady? What if the owners are saying to themselves, well, maybe it's more Bill than Brady on all this winning?
It's possible. That would disgust me.
What if they're thinking it is Bill, more Bill than Brady? Then they sign him to a 2-year contract, and he's not the quarterback that he was with Bill.
No, I told you before, the reporting, as much as it bothers me that it's coming from the team side and it's trying to depress Brady's market, it might be accurate. It might be accurate. The Patriots are usually pretty good at judging markets. Generally speaking, they are. They usually nail it, which would upset me even more. Like, the team wins again, owners win again. Not even Tom Brady, the most accomplished player in the history of his sport, can go out and get what he wants. The Patriots always get their way. Like that, like
yeah,
just...
That would be annoying.
Bugs me.
In this particular case, it would be annoying.
Bugs me. I want Brady to get his way, because ultimately I want the team to move on too. But I just, when we get into these spit matches, player team, I keep telling you, I just go player on that. But they could be right. I hope to God they're not. I think they're wrong. I think there are teams interested in them, and we'll tell you. We'll give you three coming up here in a minute. We have some insight on this. But if they're right, that would upset me even more.
It's trite, but it only takes one. Like the reporting that there may not be eight teams, just takes an LA team, or it takes a Tampa Bay team for him to get that money.
Okay, let's get to that next. What if the one team that's truly, really on the record interested in him, is this is unbelievable. This team has gone on the record. This team has completely blown past any sort of tampering barricade, any sort of any sort of rules of engagement whatsoever, and it just basically declared for the record that they're interested in Brady and will give them whatever they want. But what if that team's garbage? Is that really count as the one, Marshall? Does it count as leverage? We'll get to that after Hook's 90-second update here, no commercials.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.